Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team host number 6, Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets are now on sale at NUSports.com. The Cubs have lost 2 straight, but look to get back to their winning ways tonight at PNC Park. Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins last hour that he doesn't have an update yet on Jake Arrieta or Javier Baez's injury status, and the team will be cautious with these two.
He's doing stretching and stretching, and then he says, I feel fine. And then he goes to do the mock, or tries to throw ball to the plate, and all of a sudden that's not going to happen. They go inside, and by the end of the game, PJ, our trainer, thought that he and Jake felt better, but nevertheless, you still want to go through all the procedures. It's awkward, man, and even, like I said, I'm not glad it's not his arm, but a leg injury could lean to arm injuries if you don't take care of him, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound tonight. Reliever Steven Brault goes for Pittsburgh. Pregame with Mark Grody tonight at 5:30 right here on The Score. Meanwhile, the White Sox face off with a streaking Tribe tonight. Cleveland looking for its 13th straight win. Southsiders will send David Holmberg to the mound to face Danny Salazar. The Indians are likely to have DH Edwin Encarnacion back for this one after he sat yesterday. First pitch at G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. The Sox today reinstating outfielder Yoan Moncada from the 10-day DL, purchasing the contract of pitcher Jace Fry from AA Birmingham, and putting Derek Holland on waivers for the purchase of granting his unconditional release. Bears are getting set to take on the Falcons on Sunday at Soldier Field. Tight end Zach Miller was on with Mulling and Hanley today and says if you're worried about the running game, don't be.
Football's football. It's never going to – there's X's and O's. You can only do so much. And we got a great Pro Bowl running back. I think one of the best offensive lines that we've had here in a while. So we'll run the football, do it efficiently, and hopefully take care of it and put some points up when we get in the red zone.
And in the NBA, a Houston businessman has agreed to buy the Rockets for $2.2 billion. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Hampton Social, located on Hubbard in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Julie DeCaro, thank you so much. Julie had our updates. David Schuster before that.
Your voice is so velvety.
Who's that?
This guy over here.
Oh,
you ever listen to like voices?
Certain days,
I listen
days,
to voices
man.
At this station all the time. I hate my voice. And like your voice and your voice.
Oh, yeah?
Well, Danny.
You guys got pretty good voices.
Danny's a basso profundo.
But you always sound like you're singing. Like you're always in rhythm.
Man, that's kind of you. You know, certain days, you know? And like you got to grind away at it a little bit for me. I got some phlegm hanging around in there. If I go hard, then all of a sudden it cleans it up a little bit, which doesn't make any
sense.
Sounded
like Ed Ogeron earlier.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really? A little bayou action going on? Yeah?
Just momentarily. Yeah. And then it snapped right out of it.
I miss the Ed Ogeron.
The greatest player. We don't want everyone out again, but I feel like we had the greatest player, Leonard Fournette, but we had to play as a team.
Yeah, bayou battle.
Just talking through something.
He's got that Bobby Boucher thing happening along with trying to get the phlegm out. Ice-T was unsung on TV1.
Watch that.
They did Ice-T. And he was talking about his voice, how when you hear him on Law and Order, that's his voice projecting. And his voice projected is a lot higher than the register with which he talks at when he's just hanging out. And he did a demonstration of it. He's like, when I'm at home, I talk like this.
That's it.
But when I'm on Law and Order, I have to talk like this.
I get that a lot at home because Nicole always like, I can't hear you, or you're mumbling. I can't hear you. I used to get that with my mom and dad, too. And I always hate it because I have a loud family, and I always detested how loud my family was. So I always made sure that I wasn't screaming at people. And it's funny that you said that because whenever I'm on the air, I do feel like I'm louder than I am at home. And it's a completely different sound.
Yeah, but you've been playing in your lowest register for a little while now. Like as a listener of the afternoon show, like I've been paying attention to that. Like you've been on the low end of the Jason Goff voice.
Well, that's how I got to keep my blood pressure in order working with that dude, though.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Dude, he's on jury duty. It's like I don't feel sorry for lawyers most of the time in my life.
I feel sorry for the criminal. Because the criminal's going to get a talking to right afterwards. Like, this is what I would have done.
The judge is going to be like, I'm not going to sentence you to any time. You just have to hang out with that dude.
And now it's one to six every day.
You're the new co-host on The Score. Congratulations.
I had jury duty a couple weeks ago as I went through this process. And it was interesting because this guy said something that you would lead you to believe that he was saying it to get out of jury duty. But then when the judge kept questioning him, he's like, yeah, I feel like I could be honest. But one of the questions were, are you a victim of a crime? And were you a victim of a crime? He said, yeah, I got robbed a few weeks ago and da 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 da. And the judge was like, has it changed your views on crime? He's like, yeah, I mean, I kind of don't trust black people anymore. And me and this white dude were sitting there, and we were like, yo, did your mans just say that in open court?
Live your truth.
But did he get him out of jury duty?
Well,
he got him out. Well, you know, and if you're, because the defendant happened to be black, and if you're the defense
prosecutor
attorney.
Like, that's number one on our list.
That's right. We got to keep that guy.
It's on my list of 10.
And then that man was elected president later on in the day. Thank you to our guests on the show. Jeff,
what do you guys have coming up?
Jeff Passan from Yahoo Sports, Michael Lombardi from The Ringer, and Joe Madden was on the show. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, great job, man. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gersh says the video stream does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, it's Wednesday. That means Mike Florio means Can't Do It, and the debut of two new football staples for us. Patrick Manley in studio for an hour, hanging out.
Really?
Being all handsome.
He's back?
Yeah.
Booking his guests.
Yeah.
Oh, they brought the bag for young Pat Manley.
Yeah. Break out the bag. Yeah, so Pat Manley and a friend to be named later every week.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, he's going to book a guest for us each week to call in.
Right? Should be some fun.
So is there
parameters?
Yeah.
Nope. Could be football. Could be his father-in-law, Tommy John, one week.
You never know. Pat is going to be in some local sandwich shop making it rain, because I can imagine the amount of money they had to bring Pat Manley to leverage his friendships with people for another year or so, and then coming here for an hour. You know, Pat's typing that golf show with Comcast.
Well, now he does the Bears show too. The sit down with the Bears guy.
Pat's everywhere, man, and he's training like 90% of the world's living long snappers as well.
You see the blind kid?
The best.
At USC?
Unbelievable moment.
Man.
How about the fact that that kid, before the surgery at age 12, to take out his other eye that night before, he was at a USC practice.
Amen.
And so
with Pete Carroll.
With Pete Carroll. Mm-hmm. And he's dreaming of it his whole life, and there he is. I mean, that was that
the
was
only
amazing.
Person who didn't like it was Shep.
Well, wait, you know what?
He's taking a snap away from valuable playing.
It's the Jordan argument.
What's not to like? I was listening to Shep and Herbie on Sunday night, and Shep like that. Went in on the fact that this kid was out there snapping a football.
It's college football.
Game?
No charity.
What? Yeah. It was an effective snap.
Usually I got something for you to kind of to rain on the parade. No, not to rain on it, to like kind of make sure that it's being put in the proper context, but that's what he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shep's argument was that he's never seen the umpire come in and be so instructive on what you can
Shep
and cannot
to let him
do.
Play football.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I've actually seen.
They do it, but to that degree. Like, they force him out of the way. The tackles are like 3 yards away from
Shep
him.
Shep wanted the blind guy to get murdered.
Are you mad there's no pass rush? It was a 3-score game with 2 minutes left. He's blind.
I've seen.
Takes away from the whole thing. Oh, he did this.
Takes
they did
away
it
from
on
what?
Special
but
terms.
I'm telling you that the umpire does come in. And actually does move guys off of the head of the center.
Safety-wise.
Because it's a safety concern. Yeah. Now, maybe he put a little extra on it.
Maybe Shep was saying that he wouldn't have seen the guy jumping
terms.
Over him anyway.
Like, yes, he did it on special terms because he's blind. But
he's a special guy.
Right. That doesn't take away any of it from you guys at all.
Let me,
like when Herb and I were discussing when the
listen,
kid had the 3-pointers.
Here's the thing, Shep.
Let me talk, or are you just going to talk over me the whole time?
You've been anti-blind guy for a lot of years,
yeah, it's been simmering.
You've been anti-blind for a long time. No, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. You just had to talk over.
When there was the story of the kid that was raining threes a few years ago,
yes,
the high school player, draining threes.
McElwain,
that's an accomplishment.
The kid with autism.
He's draining threes left and right. No one, like, yeah, they're staying off a little bit, but he's draining those shots on his own. Like, this
Shep
was.
Shep wanted proper closeouts to the right shoulder.
Well, exactly.
Well, what
is Shep wanted to earn those threes, baby?
What about
nothing's free in this country.
What
if
about
you
the
haven't
function
been watching television?
Of the long snapper, did he not perform? He got the snap back to the holder.
But Shep is saying he did it. It's not within the spirit of the game. He's saying that
assistance from a ref.
That,
there was no pass rush.
Like, there was no rush whatsoever.
I'm not saying I understand.
I don't have a. Whatever. It's great for him. It's great for his family. It's great for his
Shep
friends.
Shep hates the kids at the Iowa hospital, too.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Shep
but like,
at
that
those
did
kids.
Not have anywhere near the
you
same like
attention
effect.
Buy
that...
a ticket.
Shut the shades,
hey,
kids.
Hey, Rizzo, stop cutting Shep.
Just say
hey,
shut the shades. You... we're talking about a blind kid?
No, we're talking about Iowa.
No, I know, but I mean, come on. No, listen, I'm not going to let this happen.
Hey, Rizzo, that $3.5 million. Focus on baseball,
right. Stick to sports.
Stick to sports, Riz. Kidding me? JJ Watt?
JJ Watt.
I don't care if people are floating. Use your platform for
right.
other things.
Other thing. Yeah. I love that they finally, like,
to the
me,
Cleveland police, by the way.
I was driving. Well, not shout out. I was driving around Shots Sunday, out. and I was just sitting there going, now the world gets to see what we see here.
It's zero or 100. It's zero or 100.
And it's perfect teammate for him with Herb.
Yeah.
Because
Herb's not going to talk him off that.
As Raji
Herb was right there with me.
I know.
He's going to support that. Amen.
Yes.
Raji correctly
tip blind waitresses.
That's right. Never. Raji correctly stated this about Herb. He's either 100% right about something or 100% wrong. Same thing.
And Shep,
same thing
and I've
Shep.
Always talked about Shep and his two speeds. Like, Shep is either not on or 100 miles an hour. Exactly. So
I've got the Araldis fastball or I've got the Shingo changeup. Nothing in between.
That's it.
Wow.
Like, and I appreciate him for it because it's authentic even in times where you
not a lot of nuance though.
No,
right.
It's like when Les goes hard on Pluto. It's like he means that. He legitimately wanted to drag Les into this. No, I was telling somebody the story. I was telling somebody the story about Les and Pluto.
Yeah, you still got beef with him or no?
No. Harkins.
I never had any beef with him.
Did he call me Harkins?
He called me Harkins.
That's a movie theater chain, isn't it?
It is. He claimed he didn't know.
Black movie.
Nice. I go there in Arizona all the time.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I didn't know you had beef with Grobber.
I don't have beef with Grobber.
What's your problem with Grobber?
I have no problem whatsoever.
Will this be on Can't Do It Tomorrow? Or no?
ever since Parkins has come to this station, there's a lot of simmering beef.
He's a problem in the hallways. He's like a radio misfit. You know what I mean?
How did this guy get past McCarter? How many interviews did you have to go through? But no.
So anyway, as you wear your Adler Planetarium hat, where they clearly tell you that Pluto is no longer a planet.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling somebody about that, and they were like, he's passionate about this?
He's very passionate.
Like, he cares? Like, this is our job. We have to get passionate about things.
You know who else is passionate about it? Clayton Kershaw.
About Pluto?
Because his uncle is the person who discovered it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Fun fact.
Fun fact, boys.
Need to get them together.
From Streeter, Illinois, I believe.
Clayton Kershaw and Les.
Oh, my God. That would be great.
I shared a croissant with Sandy Koufax.
It's still in my pocket.
Oh, Lord.
A lot of college football this weekend.
Man, there was some fun stuff.
Yeah. Like the older I get, the more I enjoy the sport. I remember, and people probably who have been listening for a while remember, I hated college football for a long time because of, quarterbacks not mattering enough. You could have a bad quarterback and still win a national championship. I've kind of put that to the side. And over the last 5-6 years, I've enjoyed the sport a lot more. And it was a lot to enjoy this weekend. I am not going to have anyone build up for me ever again a this is the matchup of the year. The Florida State-Alabama game was cool, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't as much
fun as I thought it was going to be because you had two quarterbacks, one that got hurt eventually, and the other one in Jalen Hurts, who is your second year now, and he's still not giving you the offense.
Hand the ball off, Lane.
That's what they're doing right now. We have three All-American running backs that can start on many NFL teams. All right, here you go. Here's the ball. Like for the lid lifter on what we should be in terms of excitement. Like I was like, ugh. The quarterback play almost took me back to old Jason. Like, where I was like, screw this.
You have put him aside.
I did. He's dead. The new me had a kid and killed him.
There's a lot of first-round defensive players on that field, though. Both sides of the ball. Like, I'm with you. Like,
but do you think that Francois was there to be made?
I thought Francois was going to be better than he was before he got hurt. Yeah. That was the one. Like Hurts, he didn't look like much. And Alabama always
and that's
just
what it
runs
is. Alabama quarterbacks are always kind of, gatekeeper-like.
McCarron, McElroy.
And dual threat guys give Bama trouble, and he didn't.
How much of that is by design? Like, does he go balls out for the big-time quarterbacks as much as he does the other stuff?
Jalen Hurts is the kid before him, too. Nick Saban really didn't mess with the dual threat quarterback because dual threat quarterbacks turn the ball over quite often. And when Nick Saban, all you want to do is run football and play great defense, win yourself a national championship. But it's not just that game. I mean, I'm watching Florida and Michigan. You know how I feel about Michigan and Wilton Spate.
Well, how about
that is trash money records right there.
McElvain can't coach offense to save his freaking life.
Well, when's the last time Florida had an offense you was excited
about? It's crazy.
Rydell Anthony.
They had 17 points on two pick sixes.
I think did they finish with less than 200 yards of offense? Because I know they were under 100 in the first half.
They had 9 first downs.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I know the Michigan defense is good, but they haven't had offense for years down there.
Michigan lost 8 starters on defense. I know Rashawn Gary is going to be a monster, but you're watching these teams and like all this money that's being paid for these 7-on-7 camps and all these quarterbacks that I see go elsewhere. It's like, why aren't there more of them? Josh Allen got FUBAR too.
Sam Darnold.
He went by Western Michigan.
Until the fourth quarter, Josh Rosen. And even in the fourth quarter, when he makes that touchdown pass that makes it 41-33.
He threw threw that up in the air.
He was just like, yeah, was someone throw. Please just catch it.
And they
we're
did.
Gonna have to have
it. And they were lucky enough to catch it.
We're going to have to have a Charlie Strong meeting, though,
when it comes oh my
to
God.
Someone, because someone you needs can't to do that.
Someone need,
44 to 10.
Hey, we didn't get to that. We didn't get to that guy from the Board of Regents, too, who's like going on Twitter and bashing someone.
Oh, yeah. I stayed silent.
Dude, you've got a job where you're allowed to tell him directly.
Yeah, right.
You're allowed to talk to him directly.
Right.
I knew he has to answer your phone call.
Yes.
I knew what the backlash would be. That's why I stayed silent. There's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts with this coach. Like, just say what you want to say.
Call him.
Yeah.
Call him.
Yeah.
Can we have a conversation about the head attire for Kevin Sumlin? Because the visor. I think that time has passed now, and he's going to have to stop because he looked like at the end that the activator was gone.
Come on home.
And he was struggling with it a little bit. So I'm thinking either he's going to have to go cap or he's going to have to get his hair cut.
It kills your brain cells when you don't moisturize your situation.
That's what it must do.
Snatches all the life out of the scalp.
I was feeling like, ooh, he's got to have one friend that's being like, look, man, that's not the move.
Is there a black version of the visor that has the fake hair in it? Because I've seen the white dudes with that from time to time. Oh, hey, look at my spiked hair.
But here's the thing. It's not that Kevin
Sumlin...
You don't
have spiked hair, sir. You don't have any hair.
It's not that Kevin Sumlin doesn't have enough hair.
It's just the way he's managing
it. Yeah, the way that he's rocking it, and then you add in the perspiration and everything else, and the humidity, and it just knocked it down.
Like, moisturize your situation.
His fro is not prolific enough for him to pop it out of a visor anymore. That's what it is. That's what you can't do.
Damn it.
You gotta cut.
Dan would have never been able to make this point. It's exactly what he's saying.
Added value right there.
How does this conviction get you closer to a championship?
When are they playing Penn State?
No, seriously though. It's a bad look. Like that's when you don't have enough people who aren't scared of you around.
Right. Question the friend group, right? Yes, man.
Too many.
How do you not have one dude from back in the day that'll tell you you're ridiculous?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got to go back home every once in a while, and people back home don't care who you are. Trust me. Anytime I go back to Evanston, I go to certain barbershops, they don't give a damn. There's still dudes saying I owe them $10 from 20 years ago. It's like, hey, this is what we're not going to do anymore with your hair. Trust me. I got 6 months until I need to come home, too. So I'm very aware of it, but like, you got to... That's the thing when you're not going bald and to let that resource go the way it's going.
Well, I mean, he's thinning, and all of us have to kind of go through that. But it's just like when he first arrived on the scene, like that fro was popping out of the visor,
and it looked great.
It looked great. Now it doesn't look great. He really does look like in Hollywood Shuffle, like when the activator is gone. Oh, like that's what he looks like right now.
Maybe need some hoe cakes.
Don't stop.
Just a thought.
Don't stop.
Hoe's got to eat.
Do the cherry curl.
All right. So
what do you guys got?
This is the last time Lawrence and I will be allowed to talk today because 2 o'clock we got Lynn Casper. 2:30 we got Eloy Jimenez. 2:45
we're going to
talk a little Chicagoland Speedway. 3 o'clock Matt Miller, Zach Zabin also in the 3 o'clock hour. Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs at 4, and Hub Arkish at 5, and then they tell us to go home at 5:30.
Mully
and
Hanley in the afternoons.
It's
a lot of guests.
I'm trying to think of like a stereotypical black name instead of the Irish names of Mully and Hanley.
I'll let you guys handle that one.
Where's Dan when you need him?
Hey, man, Eloy Jimenez is a good talker and a good dude.
I went down to Birmingham to see him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm excited.
Player
about
of the
this.
Month. Yoan Moncada activated off the DL about 20 minutes ago.
And there should be something on the Ezekiel Elliott stuff later on today.
Good luck working through it, though.
Yeah, and it's funny because hearing people write about the rules, not rules of the NFL. I have an anecdote that I'll share from my time of covering the Bears every day where I ran into that and got the, hey, who are you? Roger would like to talk with you.
Oh, I remember that.
So we'll have a discussion about that.
Sounds good. And some texters are agreeing with Shep. They hate the blind.
Well, PPU Tech is also agreeing with them. And so that lets you know what level of bad guy that sounds you're aligning yourself with.
Texters, Shep, and Pete Futek.
Perfect. I'm comfortable on the side of the issue.
That's
I'm on
that
here.
That's mornings coming to you.
Gone in the hole. Back on the score.
If you want Bears-Falcons talk, this is the
the place. We're bringing it to you all week leading up to Game 1 of the regular season. Do not turn that dial. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Indeed.com. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. There are people in Washington very upset that Sue Cravens, who, when healthy, is the starting safety for the city's NFL team, isn't sure if he wants to continue playing football. How can he do this, they're asking. How can he walk out on his teammates on the eve of the season? Of course, that's not what this is about. Clearly, Cravens, like many other players, has figured out that football's a very dangerous game. Watch the movie Concussion and then decide if you would want your son to play football. Oh, wait, that's a snowflake point of view, right? This is about being a man, right? Wrong. This is about not wanting to risk getting your brain scrambled by continuing to play. If Cravens returns, it's his choice. No one should criticize him for it. If he doesn't, same thing. I'm John Feinstein.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
If you travel for business, you know it's a game of wins and losses. Having an open seat next to you on your flight, that's a win. The person in front of you reclining in the seat, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win. Number one, Upside has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number two is that Upside will reward you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every time you buy a business trip. And number three is the amazing six-star treatment you'll get from Upside's customer service specialists, who they call navigators. Recently, a navigator noticed an Upside user who was booked in a middle seat on a three-hour-plus flight, so the navigator upgraded her to an aisle seat with more leg room. That's pretty great, isn't it? And that's just one example of how Upside navigators go above and beyond for business travelers. Imagine what they'll do for you. Upside navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 by voice, chat, email, or message on the Upside app, even reaching out to you with useful info to help you avoid a problem before it happens. And I'm going to start your Upside six-star treatment right now. Go to Upside.com and use my code SCORE, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's code SCORE for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com when you buy your next business trip at Upside.com. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Cirrus Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Cirrus Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use and lower the cost of running your business. With our wide variety of energy efficiency programs, including rebates for upgrading your facility, you have the power to take control of your energy use. Consumers Energy can help your business save today. Click Start Saving to find out more. Consumers Energy. Let's do business together.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code-compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Chicago.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of the Bernstein and Goff Show is being brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. JD!
Scoreboard update.
Man, you know I'm struggling in here. It's 1:30 from the Northwestern Football Update studio. Coach Fitz and Chicago's Big Ten team host number 6 Penn State, Iowa, Michigan State, Purdue, and Minnesota this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Despite a couple of recent losses, the Cubs lead the NL Central by 3.5 games over the Brewers. Kyle Hendricks will start tonight in Pittsburgh. Reliever Stephen Brault makes his first start of the year for the Pirates. Manager Joe Maddon joined Spiegel and Parkins just a little while ago and said there's no update on injuries to Jake Arrieta or Javier Baez yet, and that he's not going to rush anyone back.
Especially with veteran players, I'm going to listen to these guys and I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and I'm going to try. I do trust them, but I want to hear what they have to say first before making a decision.
Pre-game with Mark Grody tonight at 5:30. Meanwhile, the White Sox will try to put an end to Cleveland's 12-game winning streak tonight at G-Rate Field. David Holmberg gets the start in this one. Danny Salazar goes for Cleveland. First pitch at 7:10 tonight from G-Rate Field. The White Sox have named Birmingham outfielder Eloy Jimenez and Charlotte right-hander Michael Kopech their minor league player and pitcher of the month. Eloy Jimenez coming up on just a little bit right here on The Score. Sox today reinstating infielder Yoan Moncada from the 10-day DL, purchasing the contract of left-handed pitcher Jace Fry from AA Birmingham, and putting Derek Holland on waivers. He's expected to get his unconditional release. Bears have the day off today as they get set to open the season Sunday at home against the Falcons. The Ravens have officially signed former Bear running back Jeremy Langford to their practice squad. The NFL deciding today what to do with the Bucks-Dolphins game as Hurricane Irma approaches Florida. And the Steelers say they'll start rookie linebacker T.J. Watt over James Harrison in week 1. In soccer, U.S. men's national team taking on Honduras tonight at 4:30. This one is a must win. Tune in today to the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network for first pitch at 6:05, sponsored in part by White Castle. Try any 2 Belgian waffle sliders for only $4. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
And welcome into the Bernstein and Goff Show. Dan Bernstein has jury duty, so I get to sit here in his stead. My name is Lawrence Holmes. It'll be us.
Yes.
Jason Goff, Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 5:30 because the Cubs have a game against Pittsburgh tonight, and our pregame will be at 5:30. Here's what we have planned for you today. We're going to talk with Lynn Casper at 2 o'clock. Eloy Jimenez, he's a biss. We'll talk with him at 2:30.
I'm a biss.
You gotta hit your chest
when you say.
Oh, that's right. I need this. That's some Caribbean stuff right there, which Jason is the expert on.
About to dance a little soca in here in a couple of minutes.
It's coming across the pond. That's what I hear. Scott Paddock from Chicagoland Speedway will join us at 2:45. Matt Miller to talk everything we saw this past weekend. Yeah. Look at some of the guys that did well and maybe the guys that didn't. Zach Zaidman will join us. We'll talk about the cuts the Bears had. Folks, it's week one. We are in week one of the NFL season. We are about 48 hours away from a game being played in week one. 4 o'clock, Adam Kramer, a.k.a. Kegs and Eggs, will join us. Hub Arkish is all hours today. We've got questions. We'll talk with him. And then at 5:30, we are out. We welcome you into the show. The phone number is 312-644-6767. You can text the show, as many people already have. 670-11 is the way that you do that. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai studio. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. The producers today.
My guys.
Executive producer and person who hates anyone with any sort of issue, Nick Szczepkowski.
What are you yelling at a third baseman, Eugenio Suarez? What are you yelling at a third baseman, Joe?
I was yelling at him to tell his pitcher to stop being a...
Yeah, if you were on the stream listening to that live, you got to hear... It's the P word. Oh. Yeah, he went with that one, and he leaned into it, too. It was, if you were listening on the stream live, you got yourself a treat. So you got Shep over there being the EP of the show.
And you've got our sound man who got his first inning yips out of the way. Our guy, our sound underlord, Shane Reardon.
I think Melo has the most skill because he always played up with us.
I got the nickname Ankle Bully, and I'm CEO of it because I made a lot of people fall during my lifetime.
He needs some milk.
He does. Interesting choice. The guy that's in charge of the web stream at 670thescore.com is Brian Gertsch.
Wilson has drawn comparisons to former LSU playmaker Tyran Matthew.
Say it with me. Tyran Matthew. See, that was easy.
Was that Gus who did that?
Yeah.
Gus, of all people?
Yeah, he's yeah.
Gus? Yeah. Doesn't know Tyran Matthew?
Yeah.
Mateau? Important to you at this moment.
I will say, though, we got vintage Gus, though, when that UCLA comeback.
You know what? It's still on my DVR. That is the only game of note that I didn't get a chance to see this week.
You need to watch it because UCLA did Josh Rosen no favors in the first half, and he didn't help himself out either. In the second half, I don't know, Texas A&M, they lost their quarterback. And they just sent this kid, like this long kid out there who clearly had about three snaps of practice.
But the last 4 years, they have recruited and gotten one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the country.
But those
every
guys
year.
Kept leaving.
Yeah, Kenny the Thrill Hill went to TCU, right?
Yeah, and they had a bunch.
Didn't he get in trouble, too?
Yeah, but they had a bunch of kids decommit, too. Remember? Like, they were like, oh, we're going to come. They're like, nah, we don't like this. Yeah. We're going to go somewhere
You're
else.
You're over-recruiting at the position, and I want to play right now. And then you get – that is – That's one of those things. I saw some of the highlights, and you know, I'm an idiot. So, you know how I try to watch games on my DVR in order of which they happen because they'll come in with the highlight.
Right.
This game is happening now. So, I'm fast forwarded. Like, I'm like a DVR ninja. Shout out to the X1 box from Xfinity because the sensitivity, there's nothing worse than a oversensitive or undersensitive DVR fast forward or rewind because you can't get it right where you want when you hit play. The sensitivity level on this joint is amazing. So, all I do is fast forward through the highlights of a game that I haven't seen yet if I'm watching it out of order. That was the only one of note that I missed this entire weekend. I was stuck to a couch in one way, shape, or form outside of going to a Labor Day barbecue. I consume so much college football this weekend. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm bursting with college football love. I'm just waiting for the main entree to come through on Sunday and Sunday night and Monday in NFL football, because then I get to watch quarterbacks do things that I did not get a chance to see this weekend.
Yeah, we didn't see a ton of it especially from the guys that we expected to have great. Like, if you were looking for Josh Allen, he was kind of bumbling all over himself for most of the game. Mm-hmm. And Sam Darnold the same way. Things mm-hmm. started to turn around a little bit in the fourth quarter of that game. But yeah, I spent a ton more time watching college football than I ordinarily would.
Yeah.
And it was great. And we were treated to some good games. The Virginia Tech West Virginia game, I thought was so fun.
It was exciting.
Like, there was good atmosphere to it.
Good defenses playing. Both quarterbacks in the second half lived up to the challenge. I mean, Will Greer, I thought, was just a bum who got suspended.
Yep.
And then that first half, I'm like, yep, still the bum who got suspended. And then that second half, he was on fire.
He was very good. And then last night's game between Tennessee and Georgia Tech was a lot of fun too. Styles make fights. And there you have the triple option of Georgia Tech going up against a Tennessee team that looked a little lost without Joshua Dobbs mm-hmm. at quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. they looked a little lost.
They didn't know what their game plan should be, it looked like, on offense.
And on defense, it was great to be on Twitter, because the hat was going in on Tennessee's defense. Like, you guys have got a stunt. It was like Doug was tweeting. Right. You got a stunt
Line
and you
stunts.
Got a blitz.
Line stunts.
Against the triple option. So having football back in games of some consequence, you know, no team wants to start out 0-1.
Right.
You know, get that, was kind of fun. And games that I didn't think were going to be interesting were. Even Illinois' game on Saturday.
I'm so glad you mentioned. Go ahead.
Just watching them, and I told Herbie, because Herbie and I were discussing Illinois' fortune. I said, you know, they could go 0-3 in non-conference, because Western Kentucky, their offense is mm-hmm. legitimate, and mm-hmm. they're going to be a problem. And then they got South Florida. They got Chuck Strong's boys after that. And that's a team with a whole lot of talent. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if Chuck can get it to where it needs to go, but we'll find out. And I'm just sitting there going, man, they're gonna wet the bed against Ball State, and they were able to muster up a win. So I was impressed to see them fight back in a game that looked like they were destined to lose.
And speaking of the Big Ten, shout out to Purdue for hanging out as long as hanging out as long as they could with the Louisville Cardinal. All of a sudden, those boys went into that halftime locker room and was like, hey, we're all from Florida. These kids from Indiana should not be hanging out with us. Lawrence, get on your horse and get us some yards and get us some touchdowns. But the Illinois thing, you know, that's one of those scores, because I refuse.
You didn't tune in on that one?
Yeah, that was one of those games where I'm like, they're going to take care of business, and if they don't, it won't be of any consequence. When does that clock start? Last year was his first year. I know.
Had they lost.
The clock would have started.
Had they lost, there would have been
when is Illinois supposed to be good at football again?
There have been a lot of fans that have been like, hold up a minute here.
Because Spiegel and I did that show that day where Lovey was hired, and it was like, yeah, you know, it'd be cool. And I was doing it too. I was like, yeah, it'd be cool to talk about Illinois football again. And, you know, Shad Khan, whatever his involvement in the situation was. And you're bringing a different vibe, a different feel, a guy who can actually tell players, hey, this is how you make it to the professional ranks. If you really want to do that, come here to Illinois. And then last year, didn't watch a lot of Illinois football. And I was thinking about it this year, like, okay, this is that year where you're like, all right, I'm smoothing out the edges. And then the third year is when you're supposed to strike. And then I saw that score. I'm like, that's still a little close in the second quarter. It's still a little close in the third quarter. What's going on here? I know the first game, everybody's game planning for that first game since spring football.
Sure.
So, you know, if your talent isn't a high level or a high caliber, you're not just going to run away from a team. But I don't know when that clock's supposed to start. But with Lovie Smith and Champagne, you know, it's supposed to feel like the middle of this year. You're supposed to beat two teams that you're not supposed to this year. That's how I feel about it.
There are a lot of good kids that they brought in recruiting wise. A couple of kids out of that Peoria team. That's really that championship team that they brought in. But yeah, had they lost, I think Illini fans would probably feel like, you know what, the things are not supposed to be going like this.
Right.
They came back and won. Shout out to Northwestern, Chicago's Big Ten team, for them coming back and winning a tough game against Nevada.
Yeah.
Clay Thorson, man, the kid can.
He's got some things. He's got some tools.
He definitely has some tools. This segment is being brought to you by Taco Bell.
Yeah,
head to Taco Bell and get their $5 steak quesarito box. It comes with a steak quesarito, Doritos Locos Tacos, crunchy taco, and a medium drink for just $5, only at Taco Bell. It's also being brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps, shout out to Jake Arrieta, in your legs and feet, reach for TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. That will be on the docket of things that we talk about, the Cubs and what goes on with Jake Arrieta. We're also going to talk a ton of Bears. Like we said, it's week one.
Mm-hmm.
Week one. There's a really interesting tweet that Brad Biggs sent out yesterday with a diagram of Soldier Field that I want to talk with you about as well. We've got all sorts of stuff that we want to discuss, and you're welcome to join us in the slots that we don't have guests. 312-644-6767 is the number. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. I'm Lawrence filling in for Dan. You're listening to The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS. VITAS.
I'm a hotspot guy. You're probably a hotspot guy or girl out there. You don't want to pay those data overages when you're roaming around with your phone and want to jump on the internet real quick. Xfinity Wi-Fi has a network of hotspots that keeps you connected to the internet around town at, most importantly, Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers as well as Xfinity internet customers like myself who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. And right now, there are over 15 million hotspots nationwide with Xfinity Mobile as compared to 30,000 for AT&T. 15 million to 30,000. Saving on your wireless data plan is not an option. Do that by connecting to Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots to stream content you love at all times of the day or night. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started right now with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends September 21st. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back. Lawrence Holmes is in for Dan Bernstein. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. If you got something that's on your mind that you saw this weekend or heard this weekend or thought about this weekend and you said, you know what, I'm going to wait till 1 o'clock when these guys are in so I can holler at them, feel free to jump in. Lawrence, as you mentioned, we had some college football stuff. And as you also mentioned, this is week one for the Bears.
It's week one,
week one
yo.
For the NFL, Thursday felt, night football coming up here soon.
It felt like it too, Jay. Like you walked out of the house Saturday morning or Sunday morning, you're like,
welcome to fall.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's kind of crispy out here already.
After Labor Day for me is when winter/autumn, fall, whatever, begins for me. Like when Labor Day happens and, you know, you start to see kids with their uniforms walking on the street early in the morning, like, okay, now we're in the range where all the best clothes and, you know, the best sports are played and you're going to have good times.
It's funny that you and B-Mac, who stepped in here a little while ago, and hi to everyone who's watching us on 670thescore.com. We appreciate you watching us.
These aren't Harry Carey glasses, by the way. Like, somebody on the Facebook was like, golf rocking the Harry Carey glasses. No, these aren't Harry Carey glasses.
Let them know what it is, Jay.
Well, you know, I've always wanted some gazelles.
People who know.
Yeah, I always wanted gazelles, and, you know, it was time for me to get some glasses, so I got some glasses.
It looks good, I think, especially with the cap. I mean, it doesn't look bad without the cap.
Yeah.
Kevin Sumlin. But but it looks really good with the cap. You and B-Mac were talking about the football widow or widower.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Rest in peace to your relationships out there for the next 4 months or so, because this is the last time that you and your lady or you and your guy will have meaningful conversations on a weekend for a very, very long time.
It's a sex comedy.
Yeah, maybe you have to budget that for the week.
Look.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays, most likely, because everybody's tired on Friday night, and you got Monday night football and Thursday night football.
It started for me. Thursday night, you know, I was watching that foolishness that the Bears were doing. but it started for me Friday night after I finished the show, because Northern was playing.
Oh, yeah,
I was
like, BC and Northern.
And,
yeah,
they,
yeah.
And I want to say, didn't they kick off at like 9:30 or something
silly
like that?
Yeah, something crazy.
So I was on the couch, like, just like chilling. And then we went to a wedding Saturday. By the way, I didn't know this. I didn't know that Indian weddings are ballerific.
Yes. No. They go hard in the paint. I saw your Instagram post.
Jay.
Yeah, rubies and sapphires and diamonds everywhere.
My man Neil.
Elephants and, yeah.
And his lovely wife, Alex, they balled out. We were over here at the Sheraton, and this dude had on four ropes. You talk about the chain gang. I thought about you.
Damn right.
The chain gang. He
doing
had
big.
Four ropes of emeralds. Like, not costume jewelry. Like, yeah. Real deal.
Yeah.
They flew in a Punjabi band from London.
Yes.
And I was just sitting there going, is this... So, if there's a listener out there that's Indian and wants to invite me to the wedding...
Oh, we'll come through.
For real,
Lawrence will bring his lovely lady. I'll bring mine. And we'll come through and sit in on your wedding and just hang out and just be a part of the spectacle. You know, descendants of kings and queens, man. We all are. Why not go that hard on a very special day?
I really think that other cultures should, like, pull from that and celebrate what you got going on.
Yeah, don't make it like a, you know, like don't make your wedding seem like some kind of just, you know, just like minute-by-minute procession, like... Have a good time. Be opulent if you can.
I was talking to one of the bridesmaids, and she said, yeah, you know, we got this dance coming up. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, we got a choreographed dance. I was like, what? Yeah. I'm like, I'm here for all of this. Yeah. This is great. So if you are having...
And then all of a sudden, Mr. Met came in.
That happens. It didn't happen for this wedding that I was at, but it does happen. But my dude, Neil, who got married, he said to me that he has clients. I'm not going to say what he does for a living, but that he has clients... The only drawback is that he'll have people come up to him and be like, you know, I was at your wedding, right? Don't I get the discount? And he, you know, because it's like 900 people at the wedding. And he's like, that's the only drawback. But for real, if you got a big Indian wedding that's coming up and you want to invite me to it, I am down. I will go come there and party and hang out.
Well, I got to speaking of weddings, I got to ask you a question. I got to ask a question to you and the listeners out there. I know we got to talk to Lynn Casper here at the top of the hour. We like to. Yeah, we enjoy talking.
Plus, there's Cubs news with Jake Arrieta. We got to talk about that.
Most definitely. But how do people feel about parents inviting people to weddings and stuff like that? I don't know if that's a sore spot, but like, you know, it's not your wedding. I don't care that your next door neighbor was a fan of mine when I was a kid or like really loved me. I haven't seen that person in decades.
I gave the parents like I treated it like jury duty. I was like, you guys have some exemptions, so go ahead and knock out your exemptions.
I feel like I can invite everyone that means something to me, and they'll probably be your friends as well.
No, I mean, there are a couple exemptions, but I will say that the thing that...
See, I didn't know that this happened with you. Does this happen with everybody? Where your parents is like, hey, don't forget to invite Miss Myrtle.
And I'm okay with that. Like,
and I'm not saying that my mom and dad or her mom and dad have done that either. I've heard some stories.
You
got
to be ready for it. And what shocked us, the thing that shocked us is that we had one of those friends invite someone to our wedding.
No. You're going to have yourself a seat in the parking lot.
And because, you know, there were a couple famous people that were at the wedding.
Yeah.
This person then on the dance floor asked me to go help them get an autograph from one of the famous people.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally like just got married. Yeah. Like I'm over this here dancing.
This is my party.
Yeah. And like
you should also allow my guests to just be.
Yeah. Be Jay, normal. I literally danced away. Like I danced away.
You saw me that day. I was.
Hey, we had a. Hey, you know what it is? Jay Illa.
Yes.
Jay Illa. Hey, for those of you who go to Bears games, you'll be at the Bears game Sunday.
The pre and post, right?
Yeah, the guy who is providing the music. No, not me. No, but the guy who's
I'm talking about Jay.
Yeah.
Does the pre. Like, he doesn't do the end game. He does the you know, the guy's getting stretched out, ready, or whatever. Yeah.
If you get there early, the guy that's going to be providing the music is a good friend of ours named Jay Illa. He is an incredible DJ, and you will thoroughly enjoy his musical selections. And I think he's occasionally like DJed a couple practices down in Bourbonnais. Like,
and still, DJ's the hottest party in this city. If you want to go somewhere and get yourself a music lesson and you know, have a good time, JL is that dude.
Some people are texting in. We appreciate that. We told our parents they can invite 10 people apiece. That gave us a list. They gave us a list of 150. Yeah, that's about what happens.
Yeah, man. Like, I thought it was just because this is the other thing, too. If you don't provide any money, you really don't
get
have
to make decisions,
a say in anything. Like, you might not even be on the list. I mean, I've been talking to some people who are like, yeah, man, my mom invited this dude and that dude. I'm like, wait, well, stop. You know
how much this is per plate?
Yeah. Like, because I know that dude and he doesn't have that kind of money. So that's why your mama stopped messing with him. He wasn't bleeped in. My wedding isn't your mama's hookup spot. Like, that's not as about to happen. So I didn't know that moms or dads were on that. I thought that moms and dads just sat their asses down and gave away the people to be married.
No, they're a part of it too, and you have to be ready for that. It's a big deal to them.
Paris, here we come.
Mm-hmm. I always say, if you cantaloupe, do it.
Well,
Shane,
see what you did there? Cantaloupe.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Beady beady bop. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk Cubs baseball with Lynn Casper. What's the latest on Jake Arrieta? What do they do in the interim if he can't make his turn in the rotation? We'll discuss that and more coming up. This segment on The Score is being brought to you by Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is the official sandwich for people who hate to wait. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet. Back after this with Lynn Casper on The Score.
With an unmatched team of Bears experts and a mission to focus on Chicago sports, Bears fans know that no one can compete with us when it comes to Bears talk. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility, that's VITAS.com, or call 888-VITAS-80.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover Discovery Sport or a 2017 Range Rover Evoque at an unbeatable price. Each Land Rover Discovery Sport and Range Rover Evoque has been used very briefly for customer courtesy transportation only. Each has less than 4,000 miles and has never been titled. Each Land Rover comes with a 165-point inspection plus so much more. Contact Land Rover Lake Bluff for details. The countdown has begun. Our courtesy vehicle sale is underway. Start your shopping. Land Rover Lake Bluff in Canals Auto Park, Route 41. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
As a small business owner, you know controlling costs is an important aspect of improving your bottom line. Consumers Energy is here to help you manage your energy use and lower the cost of running your business. With our wide variety of energy efficiency programs, including rebates for upgrading your facility, you have the power to take control of your energy use. Consumers Energy can help your business save today. Click Start Saving to find out more. Consumers Energy. Let's do business together.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10.